In the name of the living Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I referred at the beginning of the service to human nature, and it's something which we're all part of, and it's something which we all contribute to. But in so doing, it would be correct to say, well, certainly in my account, and I know possibly yours, that from time to time we stray from human nature and we're not quite sure what it is. But in our reading today, we see three different views of what human nature can be and can do. In the reading from Mark's Gospel, Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, is made to see. Now, when I was reading this passage, I was reading the edition written by the former Bishop of Durham, Tom Wright, in his book about Mark. And he ends this paragraph, last paragraph, by saying that Bartimaeus followed Jesus. And then he adds to it, but for how long? Now we claim, through the measures of our faith, of the ministry of Christ. And we use that ministry of Christ to be our guide and our leader. But like the words of Mark, is it not wise to ask us sometimes when we say we follow Christ, but for how long? How long? Is it lasting? Is it full devotion? And these are all important questions that arise from our faith. Now, I read in the Methodist Recorder this week of an interesting story to compare with the healing of Bartimaeus. There was a young boy in a city in Jerusalem, 3 years old, and he wanted to help his father in his father's workshop, where he made saddles for horses. But in his enthusiasm, when he climbed up on a stool to get something to work with, he fell, and one of the tools injured one of his eyes. And in a short time, the damage also affected his second eye. And so by the time he reached the age of 4, he was completely blind. But he was a very clever young man or boy. He came top of his class almost all the time. And how did he do that? Because we would describe in this day and age that he had a photographic memory. But he could remember most of what he was taught in his school. And then, as he grew older, he desperately wanted to be a servant of Christ. And to help him to do this, he met a young man who taught him some of the wise sayings that he had learned in his life. And this developed even further, because this man that he got to know told him about the things of life which he could learn about and also join in. And then he taught him how to make up words which blind people could understand. Now you are probably thinking in your mind, that was the man who invented Braille. And you're absolutely right, because his name was Louis Braille. And when you think of all the wonders of that creation in the human world, in that act of creating the language of Braille, he could bring all people within the realms of human nature. And being in the realms of human nature, he could give joy and purpose to their life too. Now, let us compare him with Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was in a crowd of people, probably not easily noticed by anyone else, or only those in his immediate vicinity. But he knew and identified who Christ was, the Son of David, and he appealed to him to help him. Son of David, heal me. And when that happened, and Jesus called him forward, Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "To restore my sight." Now that was a big and challenging request, but he asked it nonetheless. And then, when Jesus had heard him, he told him that his faith had cured him and that he should go and tell no one. Well, human nature played there, didn't it? If you and I are told something in confidence, and so don't tell anyone else, how long is it sometimes before we do tell someone else? But Bartimaeus went further, because he wanted to be a follower of Jesus. But then, as Mark says, for how long? If we are in a situation the same as Bartimaeus, and we are happy to confess that it improves or strengthens our faith in him, it makes our faith stronger day by day, but for how long? If we're honest I think we all have days where we err and stray. But those sins are forgivable if we truly repent. Now the reading from Hebrews, to me, is not a happy one, but then Hebrews is not one of my favourite books anyway. But occasionally I do spot one or two words of wisdom. I think it's being said that it's not quite sure who the writer of Hebrews is, but he has a purpose and a role to play in our worship. Because he refers to Jesus being the high priest. Now, in the modern day, people have mixed views about priests. Some are favourites, others are best left alone. But Jesus, to him, is the high priest. And the high priest, most of the time, his job is to act for you and me. First of all, he reminds us that Jesus doesn't have to pray for forgiveness because he is the essence. And perhaps, like Lewis Bayer, the originator of forgiveness and human nature. But at the same time, he reminds us that all of us have a part to play in that prayer and life of forgiveness. And the other thing about it is that Jesus is teaching, be it on forgiveness or ministry of healing the sick, releasing the prisoner, and so on, never changes. But sometimes our understanding changes and is not perhaps as relevant as it might be. And so, human nature, where do we stand? Where do politicians stand when they make their promises? Well, we'll have a bit of a view about it, won't we, after Thursday or Wednesday, and we see how promises can be kept or promises can be broken or human nature can be left fluttering in the wind with little purpose. So it is a time, isn't it, that we look at ourselves. And if we look in the mirror, do we like what we see, or we're not too well impressed? We make the decision, but nothing prevents us from being in the company and the wisdom of the greatest high priest of all, Jesus Christ. Jesus, lover of my soul, rest in me. And that presence of Jesus in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives are what we are sent to be in the world today. There is an interesting story on the news this week, and I'm sure you've must seen it, where six gentlemen meet every so often in a country pub. And they've been gathering those six friends continuously for 50 years. And the thing that came to my mind was that if so many people, including ourselves, could find an example of what friendship and human nature is all about, then we can look at that gathering of six people, which had lasted and going on for over 50 years. And that, to me, is one of the greatest examples of human nature in this day and age. Bartimaeus followed Jesus. Mark suggests, for how long? We claim to be followers of Christ. How convincing and how long are we, and how dependable and forthcoming we are with our faith. Amen.